Hello and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And today I have with me Mayor Kevin Stork. Welcome, Mayor.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be here.
Yes. Glad to have you. And let's see, you've been mayor for how many years now? A couple?
Yeah, a couple years into the term, yeah.
And your dad was a councilman?
He did, yeah. He was commissioner of streets for 20 years. Yeah, I think he stepped away 2000, around there.
Yeah. Is he the one that suggested that you go and get into politics?
I don't know, maybe. People talking to him might have then talked to me. But yeah, he might have been the conduit that started it, for sure. Yeah.
Now you've been grew up here.
Yep, born and raised in Jerseyville. Yes, sir. Yes.
And you graduated from Cowan or Jersey High School?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yes?
Not like, you're having a flashback.
Well, yeah, a little flash. and then, what school did you go to out of high school?
Out of high school, I was at SIUE for a couple years there. I did Air Force ROTC and thought I was going to do mass communications and computers. And then after 2 years there, I transitioned and started applying to therapy schools.
I see.
And so while I was applying, it was when therapy was very popular. So a lot of schools had waiting lists, you know, trying to transfer in credits and everything. So I ended up going to community college, became an EMT, did that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I worked as a rehab aide for a therapy company, and then while I was working in that therapy company, I had two therapists I became friends with. They were a married couple from England, and one was from Scotland. And as I was applying, they're like, "You should apply to schools over in England." And they have what they call mature student entry, where they take into account everything you've done with your life, and then you know what kind of education you had up to that point. So, long story short, I applied over there and got accepted to some schools over there and ended up going to therapy school over in Derby, over in England.
How was that?
That was cool. It was good. Yeah. It was a neat experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. What's the big takeaway going to Derby versus America?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Me in general, the country. Well, if you look at just the education piece, I feel like there is something we can learn from how they set up their educational system over there. For example, when I applied to school, it's one application. You apply and you list the schools you want your application to go to, and you list the degree that you're applying for, right? And then you send it out to all those schools. They reply to you via this one company. And then whatever schools want to interview you, you go through the interview process, and it's a lot simpler. You're paying one application fee, and it just goes out to all the different schools. And then their education system is a little different because about halfway through high school, you know, compared to us, they take what they call A levels, and they take these tests, and that from those tests, they kind of determine whether you're college bound or whether you're trade bound. And then from that point on, your education focuses in that direction.
You know, I had Johnny, I call him Johnny English, had him in there, and he said, he was talking that, in England, when he was growing up, you start looking at your trade early, what you're going to do, and you were just kind of like zero in on it.
It's like your freshman, sophomore year,
yeah. And with us here in America, bounce around a lot.
You
go, and then you change your mind, you know.
That's one, you know, coming back to that, I participated at the junior high this year. They have the career day. So you're out there, and they invite. Yeah, I was there representing the city as, you know, the job was mayor for that I was talking about. But they had all out there for that. So junior high is what, 5th, 6th, and 7th grade out there?
I think so.
So all those kids got to participate and listen to all different types of careers, you know. And it was interesting, you know, they were asking tons of questions. And the one thing in that scenario that I was trying to drive home with them is, you know, just listen to everybody. You guys don't have to pick anything. But at the end of my talk with each group, I said, you know, does anybody have any idea what they want to do? And what I loved about it was, you know, kids raise their hand and they say, I'm going to be this when I grow up, you know. And then we go around the room. And by the time we get to the last kid, the first kid has his hand back up and says, I want to change what I want to do. You know, and that's kind of the message of the whole thing is like, you know, be thinking about it, but be open. You know?
Yeah. Jenna, she went to SIU Carbondale, and I think she was having too good a time down there because she kept switching majors. And finally, she goes, I think I'm going. No, you are not. You're getting a degree and you're getting out of there. And that's it. You know, so now You are married to Michelle.
Michelle, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And weren't you guys, how long have you been married?
We got married in 96, so we're coming up to quite a few years.
Yes. Yes.
Go make me do math. But yeah.
Yeah, we got married June of 96.
Yes. You know, one thing that I always have admired about you and Michelle is your two children. You know, and I knew Ronan very well, but
right.
Both of them, you know, go into the Naval Academy.
They did, yes.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. You know? I'm impressed by them. Yeah, I'm proud of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you attribute that to?
Their mom, mainly, because she's smart. But I'd say I would attribute it to my family as a whole. You know, I think, like, we talked about me going to England for school and how that transpired was Michelle and I got married in 1996. I got accepted to a school in England. We moved as a newly married couple to England.
Ah. Yeah.
And I went to school and she worked over there as a speech language pathologist within the national healthcare system in England. So by the time I graduated and we were moving back in 1999, she was pregnant with Keely at the time. So that's when we made that decision, you know, where are we going to settle? And you know, we chose to come back to Jerseyville because we had family in Springfield, Missouri also. I mean, that would have been an option. That's where she was from. But we chose Jerseyville to come back and raise our kids. And partly because, you know, we had a good, strong, you know, family base here. So we, going back to that with my kids, I attribute a lot of their success is a solid foundation. And that was from my mom. My mom worked at Holy Ghost St. Francis as a kindergarten aide. And then once she started having her grandkids, she couldn't take it not being involved anymore. So she left there and became the babysitter for the kids. But it wasn't just babysitting with my mom. It was, you know, we called it grandma school.
So yeah, schooling them.
Oh, yeah. By the time they started, every grandkid started kindergarten. They were reading, writing. They were ahead of the curve by leaps and bounds. So, yeah. So they got a love for education. They got love for being challenged, I should say, and in continuing to do so.
Yeah. Well, when I was coaching at St. Francis, seventh and eighth grade, Ronan was one of my players, and he wasn't necessarily, you know, the fastest or the strong. I mean, he was strong, but he was so smart. He did. He was a mechanic. You know, when I'd be teaching different things, he would get it down. And a lot of times I'd say, come here, Ronan, show him what I'm talking about.
Right, you know, because break this down.
Very good at learning, you know, and applying it, you know, so thanks to grandma.
Yeah, it is. It really, I mean, it's that foundation, but yes, I mean, Michelle and I were not authoritarians by any means, but you know, we set boundaries, set rules, you know, like that's key.
So, shitty Jerseyville.
Yeah.
Been there a couple of years. Got some things going on.
Yeah, we do. Well, I mean, I've been there more than a couple of years. I did two terms as accounts and finance.
Years,
but yeah, mayor a couple of years. Yeah, so, leading the ship, yeah.
Yeah, how many years did you spend as a councilman?
I was a total of 8 years as accounts and finance. So, yeah.
That's, you know, that's, I know the pay is really good.
It is.
I mean... Yeah. Of course, I'm kidding. It's like, what, maybe a quarter an hour? I don't know.
When you go back, that's one of the things when I was talking to the junior high kids about my career, they're like, oh, how much does it pay? You know? And I was like, I'll be honest with you. And I told them what it was, you know, what I get paid every 2 weeks and, you know, what it comes out to a year. And they're like, that's it? It's like, well, yes, for the size of Jerseyville, that's it. But if you want to be mayor, you can be mayor of, you know, St. Louis. You can make all kinds of money. But but in Jerseyville, that's all it is. So.
Yes. But it's rewarding for
you. It is. Yeah. It's giving back to a community. That's
what's
given
the most
to you?
Rewarding thing about being mayor for you?
I just think, you know, making a decision that, you know, that tries to help shape Jerseyville in the best possible image for people. So, you know, prior to you starting recording, you know, we talked about, you know, Jerseyville feels safe. It's clean. It's, you know, all these things that hopefully draws people to want to live here. You know, like the same reason I chose to come back here and raise my family. You know, that's the things that I want to, you know, make sure that's behind every decision I make, you know, is that going to keep that true? You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it seems to be happening. I've been here for 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, so
you're invested in the community a little bit. Yeah.
I've been invested. I love the community.
Yeah.
So, we got some things going on. We just talked about the splash pad. Was that your idea?
It was not my idea. It was probably Tyler. I'll give Tyler Herman's credit for that. You know, he has a vision for that park and rec department. He's always thinking of different things to
Tyler,
Tyler,
all Tyler's idea. Yeah, that's great.
I'll blame it on him. How about that?
Yeah. So basically, a quick rundown on the splash pad, what it actually is going to be.
Yeah, it's, you know, so for us, I mean, from a funding standpoint, we got grants from Illinois American Water, and then we got grants from IDNR for the splash pad. So the majority of it's covered by those grants. You know, as a city, we're, you know, upfronting the cost on that, but we get a lot of that grant money back. So from a funding point of view, it was a good decision for us. You know, it's a draw to the city. You know, hopefully people from outside the community will come to Jerseyville and utilize the splash pad also. But it's just another thing for people in our community to do.
But it's kind of geared toward little kids.
It is.
Yeah.
And they
can't drown in it. They right? Can,
that, right.
And it's got a rubber...
Yeah, we got a special...
So you can't hurt your head and
correct.
Things like that.
We paid for a special flooring that's going to go down. So we've learned from other communities. You know, splash pads really kind of taken off within the last 5 years. And some other communities close to us have put a splash pad out. And or built one. And some had concrete that they had, you know, non-slip on. But it was still concrete, right?
Mm-hmm. So, can't do that.
No, kids were getting injured.
Yeah.
So then they retrofitted stuff that we are installing from the get-go. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. If you get a chance, I think we're going to be trying to do some aerial views of it. But the whole splash pad is in the shape of Jersey County from above.
I did hear that. Yeah that's
and cool. Then the theme is pretty much our community, which is farming. So there's a tractor out there. There's, you know, corn stalks, wheat stalks, things like that. So
I see.
It's nice. Jersey County themed.
Yes. Through. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Mayor Kevin Stork with us of Jerseyville, talking about a few things going on in Jerseyville. Hey, speaking of finance, I'm going to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can kind of explain it, set the story straight.
Yeah.
Okay. So a few years ago, we sold our water plant, what, for $40 million or something?
Yes.
Okay. So what happened to that money? Where does it go? What's it do? You're not just spinning it left and right, right?
Correct. Yeah.
just kind of well, explain initially, what goes on.
A large portion of it was spent to pay off debt when we built a brand new sewer plant out there, out there past the hospital.
Is that why it got sold? To pay that off?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, that was all bonded out for that construction. No, what it was coming to was we had to make improvements to the infrastructure, that we needed to make improvements to the water treatment plant to make the water. And when you started, you know, breaking down those costs and historically looking back, I'll take a step back. When I first got elected to accounts and finance, you know, I walked in the door. And the theme was, you know, hey, we're tight on money on paying bills. You know, so I initially started looking at, you know, how can we increase that revenue of water? And and we did. If anybody recalls, you know, internally we debated raising the rates. I wanted to raise it on the minimum, you know, and we settled on raising the rates on anything over the minimum because there was concern about, you know, impacting people on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. If you raise the minimum, you know, that's going to impact them. So we raised it on anything over the minimum. Well, we calculated numbers, but we didn't see that return on that decision because people just didn't use as much water, right? If you know it's going to cost me more if I use over this number, what are you going to not do? You're just not going to use that much.
Right.
And that's what it was. So we didn't see the money coming in that we were hoping to in that scenario. So we were never really able to save the money we thought we were going to save. Everything we gained was going into just operational and maintenance, and nothing was being set aside to... you know, to be able to do the improvements that were needed. So, and then historically, when you look back at the water rates, you know, I think it was it's tough to increase that on your friends and family, right? When you're sitting in this seat, when you're an elected official in Jerseyville, you know, you're making decisions that impact your loved ones. And it's very hard to do sometimes when you got to, you know, change that dollar amount. And that's what that kind of really came down to. So
just let someone else do it.
Well, not so much. I mean, I don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I guess I don't mind making the decision, Chris. It's just more of if I wasn't in the seat, then the next council, are they going to make that same decision to increase the rate? Or will it stop after I do it? And then we're in the same position we're in
at that time, you know?
Yep.
So, because it sat stagnant for more than 20 years where that rate never changed, you know? So when we should have probably been doing some inflationary adjustments annually, mm-hmm. it wasn't happening. So we didn't have that reserve to do all these improvements. So
so you pay off some debt and then you have a few extra million. Right.
Yes.
And and then do you invest that?
We did. Yeah. We as a council passed a resolution that we can't go below the $20 million unless we have a majority vote. And then in when we do that, we can only go below the $20 million if we know we have a revenue stream to pay it back. So for example, with the library addition, mm-hmm. you know, they got funding up to a certain point, but they needed a loan, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, their finances are just as tight as the city's. So, you know, we help them out by giving them a zero interest loan, but they pay us back $80,000 a year. On that money. So we agreed to go below that $20 million to give them that money to finish that project.
And it helps the city.
Correct. And it helps the residents and helps people even outside the Jersey.
And it is beautiful.
Yeah,
it really turned out nice.
Yeah.
And I know I was on Hollow Street the other day for the first time. I avoided Hollow Street forever because it was always blocked off. Yeah. But I was out there. I was like, well, this is nice, you know?
And it's about to be blocked off again, Chris.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, dang. It was almost there.
Almost, yeah.
So when's that start up again?
Phase two should be happening here mid to late summer. Yeah, we have everything in place. We got about $900,000 funding from the federal government. That was before. He was our representative. I'm drawing a complete blank.
That's right.
But before he left office, we got $900,000 from him.
Yeah.
And that was for this project. So that's phase two. So it'll be from where Hickory comes into Hollow there, where pretty much where obviously the road stopped. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to extend out to the city limits, which is Wagner Street.
Okay.
Right there where that new subdivision kind of wise off there.
Yeah. What's really nice about that, too, is that big sidewalk all the way down it, which is nice. That was kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
going down that road, especially kids on bicycles.
Correct.
Or even driving it.
Right.
You know.
And there's a lot of activity there with golf carts and different things. So,
high traffic area. Let's touch on this thing that you're doing that you've done called Text My Gov.
Yeah.
What's that about?
That was something we vetted as a city council to try and get a good communication with our residents, right? So it's a two-way communication to where if you can sign up, you can go to our website and you can text the word Jerseyville to that number that's on our website. And what that does is it registers you with us, so your number's listed. So if we ever have any announcements that we want to text out, and for example, in the past, we've given notifications and reminders about the Rock the Block concerts coming up, or if we were going to be closing a street for a water line break, or we're closing a street because we're cutting down trees, whatever notification there is, then we can send that out.
Or a boil order.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything.
Like, power outage, I think we did. There was somebody that had an accident here, not just up the road from you here at WJBM, and it shut down power to a lot of areas.
We got shut down.
Oh, did you guys? Impact? Okay, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we... It helped us to where
get the message out.
Yeah, we put the message out, and then people could respond back if they needed anything. I think we ended up helping an elderly lady that lost power and needed some assistance, so she could communicate.
So somebody they text Jerseyville, and then the number 91896.
Yes, sir.
And then they're in the system.
They're in the system.
Yep. And then they can, if they see something going on, mm-hmm. you know, they can. Yeah. Text the city.
If there's a pothole, they can text it to us, and then they can put as much information in there as they want, like it's at this street address, so there's a pothole, and then that will help us then create a work order that goes out, and our guys know to fix it. If somebody's lawn's not getting mowed and you want to bring it to our attention, anything you want to bring to the city's attention, you text it to us, and then we will disseminate it to the right departments, and we'll go from there.
So we got coming up. In fact, it's tonight. Rock the Block. Rock the Block.
No, it's the 30th. The 30th.
That's it. That's when this is. Today's the 30th.
Oh.
This is pre-recorded, but just like, on the 30th, we got
this,
Rock
this radio
the Block.
Stuff is new to me, Chris.
Yeah, so Rock the Block.
Yeah.
We got Maddie Shell and her band.
We do.
And,
yeah, hometown
and that's
going to
be fun. We're excited. It's in the city center.
Yeah.
That's been a great spot, putting it in that in that city center spot.
Yeah,
that's been fun.
The intent, you know, we just want
to
help.
It's like the fairgrounds. It's so fun.
Yeah, we want to draw people to that downtown district.
Yeah, people are bouncing around, in and out of the different restaurants and bars and out on the street.
Yep.
And you got, we're going to have some vendors selling food.
We do. Yeah, we encourage everybody that currently is, you know, kind of touches that area. And then even if they don't, you know, I know we have a lot of businesses that are in the downtown district. They'll come up and set up a remote spot too there with, you know, within that concert area. We try and spread those around too from each side of town.
You do. Although I think that's the best spot.
Okay, there you go.
I mean,
on the record,
it just seems like it's
just, more centralized. I agree with you.
Well, it seems more like a fair atmosphere.
Right.
You know, it's easy. It's all, you're not walking. I don't know. It just seems better, closer to the other establishments.
Gotcha.
And so City Hall, you guys meet every other Tuesday.
We do. Our council meetings are every other Tuesday. You're more than welcome to attend.
Anybody I can attend?
I've seen you once or twice, Chris. Yes, yeah. You're allowed. Yeah.
Okay. So anybody's able to attend. Yes, sir. If they want to get something on the agenda, they got to call ahead or come in ahead
Correct.
Of time.
Yeah, if you do want to be on the agenda, we can. You know, you can call ahead and talk to City Clerk Denise Hayes, and you know, we can get you on the agenda. If not, we, as every meeting is, we have a public comment section, and everybody gets 3 minutes to come up and speak their piece, and if there's something you want to let us know.
You're lucky my mom doesn't show up. There's no way she'd get by with 3 minutes.
That's why we had to put 3 minutes on, because there are people that wouldn't be able to get by with just 3 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, it's been so fun having you in today.
Yeah,
anything you want to throw out there?
No.
Words of wisdom to your constituents?
No words of wisdom. Just know that, you know, as a city, we're working to make Jerseyville better. And if you ever need anything from us, I'm always up at City Hall every Friday. I try to have hours up there. So if you need to talk to me directly, I'm available. But sign up for TextMyGov, communicate with us, let us know how we can make Jerseyville better for everyone. So,
well, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
See you at Rock the Block.
See you at Rock the Block tonight.
Yes.
The 30th.